start Masechta Ervin, Dav Beis Amud Aleph, First Mishnah. Mavui shehu gavaya lamala meyesre mama. A mavui, that's like an alleyway, which really is, there are houses all around, and the houses open up into a chotzer, into a front yard, and then the front yard opens up into an alleyway, a path, which we go out to the Rishus Rabin. That is called a mavui. Now usually it's like a dead-end street, that you have houses on both sides of the street, and there's a chotzer, there's a front yard in front of the house, that's the chotzer. And like we say, the chotzer opens up into the alleyway. Now the aloch of a mavui is, we'll soon see Rashi, is that really midiraisa, it's not called the Rishus Rabin. Midiraisa, there'd be no issa to carry either from your house into the chotzer or into the mavui, or else carrying in the mavui itself on Shabbos, really there's no issa midiraisa. It's only midirabonon that the rabbonon always said you can't carry in a mokum unless you have like four walls, or at least you have to have some heker on the fourth wall to know that it's not a rishus rabbim, but it's like a rishus yochid. Then you're allowed to carry inside the mavui. So now this mavui really has three walls all around it; just the fourth wall is opened altogether. So the rabbonon will make all that if you have a special takona at the entrance to the mavui, either you could put a kaira. A kaira means a beam that goes across the entrance on top. We'll see in the Gemara later, the halach is how wide it has to be and how strong it has to be. But the kaira is a beam that goes straight across on top of the entrance. So if you have a kaira going across the entrance, the Rabbanan said, with that alone, you're allowed to carry inside the movi. So the Mishnah says, movi, shu gavoya lamala miyasra mame. If you have this alleyway, the movi, and the entrance to the movi is higher than 20 amos, so if you want to put the kaira now across on top of the entrance, the kaira, the piece of beam, this wood would also be on top of above 20 amos. So there, and that's no good. Therefore the Mishnah says, Yumayit. The answer is you have to bring the kaira down, that the kaira now should not be higher than 20 amos off the ground. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Eina Tzorach, you don't have to be Yumayit. That means even though the kaira is more than 20 yamas high, still it's kosher. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda is. Zakrashi, Mavui shu gavoya. Zakrashi, Shehenicho es hakura lemala meyeskra mama. As if the entrance to the Mavui is more than 20 yamas high, so usually the kura, the beam that goes across, is on top of the Mavui, so it's above 20 yamas. Now Rashi says, "V'koyrezu lahati letalta l'teichabo." What's the purpose? Why you have to have a koyra, a beam going across on top of the entrance? That's midirabbanan to give you a heter to carry inside it on Shabbos. The midiraisa isaser hoytzoris v'shusarabim b'Shabbos. Midiraisa, the only place you're not allowed to carry daladamis is in a v'shusarabim, or else from v'shusayochid into v'shusarabim, or v'shusarabim into v'shusayochid. Now, umahi rishus rabim, what is called rishus rabim midiraisa, that sartuya upalti gadela. These are big meeting places that the rabim comes to use it, the rabim's pathway, kediamrinan, kediamorim perakithias haShabbos, like we learned in the beginning of the Masechta Shabbos. What's the hezber? Shedoimim ledigle midbar. These places, these big meeting places, the people comes to have their affairs there, that's doimim to the digle midbar. Rashi, the whole Mila de Shabbos in Mishkan Gamrinan, all the halachas of Shabbos, we learn out from what took place in the Mishkan. Now, V'yagolois shalaviyim b'roichiv yudvav amo azli, k'di amorin b'azorik, like we learned the Gemara in Azorik, that the agolim, the wagons that Leviyim used to carry the Mishkan, took up a space of 16 amos, and that's the way they walked through the Midbar. So that's how we get the shear that a Rishus Rabim has to at least be 16 amis wide. And we came out there, the Gemara said that each agola was 5 amis wide, and there were 2 agolas, and there was 5 amis in between, that's 15, and one more amar on the sides, so that Levim could go on the sides of the agolas. So the kitzah, it has to at least be 16 amis wide. Now, umafulish mideis roshim. To be a Rishus Rabim, it also has to be open on both sides of the street. Avo mavui, Snarashi explaining now why a mavui is not a Rishus Rabim. Avo mavui, Eshtenz is kotzerhu v'yena roch of yud vavama. Usually this alleyway, the mavui is not so wide. It's less than 16 amos wide. Therefore, it can't be a Rishus Rabbim. V'inami rochav hu, and even if you want to have a case that it is 16 amos wide, of the Einam Mefulish. We're talking about a movi that's not opened on both sides of the street. It's a dead-end street. El roishe yechad pasuch Rishus Rabbim. One side is open to the Rishus Rabbim, but the other side is closed. Do you have a foolish? Because if we're talking about a movi that is opened up on both sides to the Rishus Rabbim, so you have a mishtar yibakura. Then that's not what our Mishnah is talking about, because in such a case, you can't be matted to carry inside the movi with just a kura. Kedarmina b'gemara, like we'll see later on in the Gemara. Now, the chiva and the la Rishus Rabbim, who, since our movi in the Mishnah we're talking about, that's not a Rishus Rabbim, is Shari Letotule Bey, Minatera. Beli Shum Tikkin. Midiraisa, you're allowed to carry in this Movi Dal Ramis as much as you want, because it's not considered a Rishus Rabbim. The Rabbonin Gozer Ole Mishum Diyasi Lechlufe Rishus Rabbim. But Midirabbonin, you're not allowed to carry in a Movi, even though there are three walls around it, still you're not allowed to carry Dal Ramis in the Movi. Why? Because if you carry here, people think it looks like Rishus Rabbim. They'll come to carry in the Rishus Rabbim also. V'shayua b'takanta d'lechi yekura. Now the Rabbonin gave you a kula, that how are you allowed to carry in a movi? Well, what takanta do you have to do? Either put a lechi. A lechi means a beam, a piece of wood going up on the sides of the wall, going straight up. It's on either side of the entrance. Just put a lechi, put a beam that at least it's 10 tefachim high. No matter how wide it is, it's called a good lechi. Or else you have to put a beam going across on top of the entrance. To lehevi hakeira, now the svara why the matter the keira, because the keira blives like a heker. It will remind you, to leilesi lemishra rishus rabim gemura, that even though you're allowed to carry here in this movi, people will see there's some heker, there's something to remind you, that only in here you're allowed to carry, but not in rishus rabim. So that's the loch of a movi. That if you have a kura, a beam going across at the entrance of the movi, you're allowed to carry inside this movi now. Now the Mishnah says, Lu Yitzuya, it's more than 20 amas high. That's really puzzle. Therefore, you mayit. You have to bring it down. Zatrash, you mayit. Yashkel. You have to bring the kura down. It should not be more than 20 amas off the ground. The time of Mepharsh B'Gemara, the Gemara will explain why 20 amas, above 20 amas is puzzle. So the Mishnah Baita, what about the horochov meyeser amos? What about the entrance is wider than 10 amos wide? Is also yamayit. Or the zoy it's not called the pesach anymore. Then again, you do not have the heter with just a kairo or with a lechi, but yamayit. You have to make the entrance less than 10 amos wide. So the etzer is to put beams up straight across at the entrance to block off the two sides of the entrance, that the middle of the entrance should only be 10 amos. But in case the entrance is more than 10 amos, then the din is yamayit. So Rashi, for harochov meyeser amos yamayit, the zehu shir roichev stam psochim. This is how wide a regular a stam pesach is. Utfei mihochi, if an entrance is wider than yud amos, 10 amos, lo mikri pesach. So Rashi, that's not called a pesach anymore. Ela pirtza, that's called an opening, a breakthrough. The Anan Beinan Pesach is when the Rabbonin gave a kula that a movi is hutter with a curry or a lechi, it has to have a shem Pesach to it and not a pirza. The Anan Beinan Pesach. So therefore, if it's wider than 10 amos, it's not called a Pesach anymore. So what's the Yetzer? V'tzorech lenayit kanim, you have to put sticks on the sides. Lemayit roichiv, to take away from the width of the entrance, kinisosam. Ulahamido al eserayapochas, to make sure the entrance is less than 10 amos wide, then it's called a pesach, and then you could be matter this entrance to carry inside the movi either with a lechi, a beam going straight up on the side, or else a beam going straight across on top called a kaira. Now here the Mishnah doesn't say klor Rabbi Yehuda is mechuluk Rabbi Yehuda dingzich, but we'll see in the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda dingzich on this also. He holds even though it's wider than 10 amos, still it's kosher. So the Mishnah, v'im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, but let's say at the entrance to the movi, you have a tzuras ha-pesach, that means like a doorpost. You have a beam going up on one side, and a beam going up on the other side, and a beam going across on top. That's a tzuras ha-pesach. Is afa pi shorochov mi'eser amos, even though the entrance is more than 10 amos wide, and by itself it would not be called a Pesach, still ain't tzorach lamayit. You do not have to make the entrance take away from the width. You're allowed to leave it even though it's 15 or 20 amos wide. As long as you have a tzorach Pesach, that gives it a shem Pesach. No matter how wide it is, the tzorach Pesach is matter. Rashi learns tzorach Pesach means lechi mikan, if you have a lechi on one side, for lechi mikan, a beam going straight up on the other side, for koira al gabayim, and you have a koira or also kona going across on top, that makes a tzorach Pesach. So if you have a tzorach Pesach, that alone gives it a shem Pesach, so no matter how wide the entrance is, still it's mutter, it's hutter with a tzorach Pesach. Zok the Gemara. Tanan Hosam, as we learned there in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, that what? Sukkah shi gavoya. Lamala meyesrim amo. If you have a sukkah that the schach is more than 20 amos high, it's more than 20 amos off the ground, is psula. The sukkah is possible. If the schach can't be more than 20 amos off the ground. For Rebbe Yehuda machshir. Rebbe Yehuda over there says the sukkah is still kosher. Even though it's more than 20 amos high, still the sukkah is kosher. So the Gemara, Maishino Agavi Sukkah, Titoni Psula. How come by the Masechta Sukkah, the first Mishnah, it says a Loshen Psula? It says if it's more than 20 Yamas, the Sukkah is Psula. Vagabe Movoi Toni Takanta. Our Mishnah, when it says the Alocha, that if this Kura, this beam going across on top of the entrance of the Movoi, the Mishnah says if it's Lamala Meyesra Mama, if it's more than 20 Yamas high, the Mishnah doesn't say Psula. That the Mavi is possible, you can't carry in here on Shabbos. The Mishnah says the Takana though. The Mishnah says Yemayit. The Yetzer is bring that Kura down. Don't make it to be so high up. Let it be less than 20 Amos off the ground, and then it's kosher. So, Rav Gemara, how come by the first Mishnah Sukkah it doesn't say the Takana, the Yetzer how to make it kosher? It just says Psula. The Gabe Mavi, Toni Takanta, and how come here, Masech Dervin, the Mishnah says the Takana? Says how to make it kosher. So the Gemara gives two tzrutzim. First, the Gemara says, Sukkah, the Yeraisa, Toni Psula. Sukkah, the halachis of a sukkah, that we have to make a sukkah and have to have schach, that's midiraisa. By Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Torah, we knew the halach already. So therefore, when the Mishnah later on comes to explain the halachis, it's possible, it's shaykh to say the Loshon Toni Psula. It says that we learned already in the Torah, the halach is about a sukkah. You should know if you make the schach more than 20 yamis, the din is that's psula. Vashen kein movui de rabbonin. The halachas of Ervin, the rabbonin were misak in this halacha. It wasn't learnt before by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not halach in the Torah. It's a takona now the rabbonin made up, Hilchas Ervin. V'meila toni takanto. When the rabbonin now first tell you the halachas, it's not shach to say the lashim psula, that it's possible. What do you mean it's possible? We don't know what's kosher. So therefore the Mishnah has to explain the takona. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, the Toni Takanta, the Toni Yemait, the Toni Apostol. Now Mishnah just says the Eitzah, doesn't say Psu. Suk, the Teretz, the time of the day, the Yeraisa. Kedirmin, Hosim, Laman, Yedu, the Rasechim. With Ashen, Apostol, Laman, Yedu, the Rasechim, you have to be able to see the Schach. Mela, Toni Psula. Ho, you look far, me, Moshe, Moshe, Nitnu, me, the Zoo. It was already learned the halachis of Sukkah, be, me, Moshe. Ubo, Chachomim, the Farish, Lacho. Shim, lo, Yosa, came, Sula. Now the Choma come to tell you the Hezber. That if you don't do the way it says in the Torah, it's psulom, is shach lemistei boloshim paslus. Therefore, the Mishnah could say, in such a case, it's possible. V'yaf agav, te mahan yibo takanto, abekol kamad loy mesakin leikri psulom. Kozman yinat mesakin the schach, you don't bring it down, it's possible. So that's why there it says loshim psulom. Mashen kein movui, the chol ikra de rabbonanu. Though halacha, not to carry in a movui without these takonas only mid rabbonan, like the first Rashi explained. That here it's not a Rishus or Rabbi Midiraisa. V'meila lo shayach l'meima be'loshen paslus. Sharei kan his chilul ha'roischo iskei movui v'toroisa. Hey, see the Mishnah, the Masech Ervin is coming to explain to us the halachis of a movui. O my psul shayach l'meima. How could the Mishnah say loshen is possible? Akati lo yadiach ha'rabbonin shiur v'hochi. The Rabbonin yet didn't tell us the halachis. What's kosher? The listening im lo yosa came possible. That we can learn if you don't do the way you're supposed to, it's possible. Therefore, right away, our Mishnah just says the halachis. You might, it's like telling you the facts, that if you put a kura, it should not be lamalo mechof, but rather you might make sure it's not higher than 20 yams. That's one teretz. V'iboy yisayim, another teretz the Gemara says is the Araisa nami toni takanta. In the Araisa, it's also shayach to say a loshen of takanta. Like really in the Mishnah and Sukkah, it also should have said, if the schach is lamala mechofama, it should have said yamayit. Elo, why didn't it say it there in Masech the Sukkah? Elo Sukkah din efishin milay. Since the first Mishnah there in Sukkah says a few halachas, a lot of halachas about Sukkah, is a mela posik v'toni psula. Therefore, after Indian is always to say a loshen ksoro, the Mishnah says it in short that these cases are psula. Mashen kein mov with the loy nofish milay. This is our halacha here in the first Mishnah that just says the halacha if the kira is lamala meyesrim. So instead of saying psula, it says the word yumayit. It's a short loshen, and it's shayach to say the takana without bimarach. Is the mela tonit takanta. Therefore, our Mishnah says the takanta. So Drashi, tenefish milu diktoni hosam. The other Mishnah in Sukkah says a few halachas. First, it says v'shein lo shalos tefanis. If you don't have three walls, the Sukkah is possible. V'shein lo gavoya atzora. If it's not at least 10 tefachim high, the Sukkah is possible. V'shechamosam rubem mitilosay. If there's more sun than shade, also it's possible. So these are all the halachas. So therefore, the Mishnah says posik v'toni psula. Tahash de motzi kaya v'toni lo kula tichode. He could say all these three halachas are psula. The Yevit on a takanta, because if we would start to say the heterium, the takantum, but heavy motzala ravinulim is ninu. It couldn't have said it in short. It would have to explain each one separately. And the klal is, v'yom amar, li'olam yishana odom le'talmida derech kisoro. You should always learn things very shortly, today that they'll remember what you teach them. Therefore, the Mishnah would rather say the Yonsuk psula to say it short and not to be marach. Mashen can hear by Movi, all it has to say is Yemayit, very short, Lashen Katsaram, it says the Takona and not just Am Psula. So to Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. So Rav Yehuda says over the name of Rav that what's the Machloikis now Mishnah? The Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda, again, that the Chomim, Tanakama in the Mishnah says that if the Kura is more than 20 Yamas high, it's possible, it's no good. Not Matir the Movi, no Yemayit, you have to bring it less. Rabbi Yehuda says no, ain't it, sir? Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's higher than 20 Amos, still it's a good Kura. What's the Machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin about how high a Kura is no good? So the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Om Rav, Chachomim loylimdu ela mipischo shel Heichel. The Rabbonin learned it out from the Pesach of the Heichel, that was the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash, for Rabbi Yehuda loylimdu ela mipischo shel Ulam. Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from the path of the entrance to the Ulam. The Ulam was the door, was the room before the Heichel. The Tanan. We learned, Sech the Midas, Pischoi Shel Heichel. How wide and tall was the opening, the entrance to the Heichel, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash? Was Gevoye Esra Mama. It was 20 Amis tall, high. Verochboi Esra Amis. And it was 10 Amis wide. So that's the shear of a Pesach according to the Rabbonin. That it can't be more than 20 Amos high, and not more than 10 Amos wide. Mashenkin v'shel Ulam, how big was the entrance to the Ulam? Gevoya aboyim amah, there it was 40 Amos high, v'rochboy esrim Amos, and it was 20 Amos wide. Now, u'shneihem mikrechadoshu, both Rabbi Yehuda and Chomin both dashed in the same posik. The posik says in Vayikra Gimel, v'shochatu pesach oyomoyit. Where should you make the shechita by the korban, by the korbanos? Make the shechita Pesach Oyel Moed, by the entrance to the Oyel Moed, which means to the entrance of the Kodesh, of the Mishkan. Now, the Rabbonin, Savri, Kedushas Heichel Lechud, or Kedushas Ulam Lechud. Each one has its own separate Kedusha. And an avoida that's supposed to be done in the Heichel in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is possible if you do it outside in the Ulam. Because the Ulam does not have the same Kedusha as the Heichel. Therefore, V'chiksev Pesach Oyel Moed, that the Pesach says Pesach Oyel Moed, that the Oyel Moed, the entrance to the Oyel Moed, is called the Pesach, is a Heichel Ksev. That's only going on the Heichel, that was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But it was not going on the Ulam, because the Ulam does not have the same Kedusha as the Oyel Moed. Only the Heichel has the same Kedusha as the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not the Ulam. Now the Pesach says, Pesach Oyel Moed, for here we're learning that the entrance, the size of the entrance of the Oyel Moed is still considered a Pesach. Now what does the Torah call the Pesach? the entrance to the Heichel, not the entrance to the Ulam. For Rabbi Yehuda Sover, Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Heichal v'ulam kedusha achasi. Hey, the Ulam, even though that was the room before the Heichel, before the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Rabbi Yehuda holds it has the same kedusha as the Heichel has. Therefore, an avoida that's supposed to be done in the Heichel, if you do it outside in the Ulam, it's also kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's like one kedusha. Therefore, v'chik siv Pesach oyel moed, when the Torah says a lashon, the Pesach, the entrance to the oyel moed, you should know atavayu hu diksiv. It says it on both, zai on the ulam and on the heichel. Therefore, the entrance to the ulam is also considered a Pesach. Now, how big and wide was the entrance to the ulam? That the Bryce, the Mishnah Midah says it's 40 yamis high and 20 yamis wide. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a kairah could also be matter, even though it's more than 20 yamis, as long as it's not more l'chura than 40 yamis tall. Because up until 40 yamis, it's still called the Pesach. That we learn out from the Ulam. And Uadin, it shouldn't be more than 20 yamis wide. Because up until 20 yamis wide, it's still called the Pesach. We learn it out from the Ulam. See Rashi. Rashi, Oyel Moyit. Rashi. Hu ha-heichel. That's talking about the Heichel, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shesham hoye nosim mizbeach hazov v'yal shulchan v'yal menorah uvekula ksiv oyel moed. And all these things, it says a lashon oyel moed, and it says Pesach oyel moed. Therefore, the entrance into the oyel moed is considered a Pesach. For Rabbanan Savri, kedushas ulam that Rashi lav kedushas heichel. It doesn't have the same kedusha. V'chol ha'avoyde so amuras b'heichel. He have a ovid l'hu b'ulam. Any avoyde that the Torah says you should do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if you do it in the ulam, shalofonav, that's in front of the heichel, loy mischashri, it's not kosher. Hilkach, therefore, loy mikri oyomoyed. The ulam is not considered the oyomoyed. V'loy ashkechon kro de likri l'pesach de lay pesach. Therefore, we don't have any postik that calls the entrance, the opening to the ulam, a Pesach. And like Rashi was masvi before, that we admit the Rabbanan say, if it's wider than 10 amis, it's posel, is because then it's called the pirtsa, it's called the breakthrough, it's not called the Pesach. As we have to know what is considered a Pesach. Whatever is considered a Pesach, an entrance, on that the Rabbanan will make all with either a kairu on top or a lechi on the sides. So the Rabbanan say, what's called the Pesach? The heichel is called the Pesach. Therefore, it can't be more than 20 yamis high, and it can't be more than 10 yamis wide. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even the ulam, since that has the same kedusha as the heichel, when the Torah says, v'shachat to Pesach oyel moed, the lashon Pesach on the oyel moed goes even on the ulam. Therefore, the ulam, which is 40 yamis high and 20 yamis wide, is also considered a Pesach. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says, l'mala me'esrim, it's still kosher. So tomorrow, another pshat. So tomorrow, Viboy is saying another teretz is, I'll tell you really, Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Kedushas Ulam Lechud, U Kedushas Heichel Lechud. Really, no. When the Torah says a Loshin Pesach or Yomoyed, it only goes on the Heichel, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That has a special Kedusha. And the avoided that's supposed to be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you would do it outside in the Ulam, it would be possible. Because the Ulam does not have the same Kedusha as the Heichel has. So I bizoy, what's the husband of Yehuda? When the Torah says Pesach Oyel Moed, it's only talking about the Heichel. It's not talking about the Ulam. And for the Gemara, for ho cha haino time of the Rabbi Yehuda, tichsiv, there's another posik that says someplace in Nach. El Pesach Ulam Habayis. It says a Loshen that the Ulam Habayis also called the Pesach. Pesach Ulam Habayis, the opening to the Ulam. So you see, if something is 40 yamis high and 20 yamis wide, it's still called the Pesach. So the Gemara of Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan svara? Ihevi ksiv el Pesach ulam ki dekamrit. If the pasuk would have said el Pesach ulam, the opening, the entrance to the ulam, and the pasuk would call it a Pesach, I'd be asking to you that even something that's 40 yamis high is still called a Pesach. Or bahashtra dechsiv el Pesach ulam habayis. But now the pasuk says el Pesach, the opening to the ulam habayis. I tell you the pshan the pasuk is habayis ha pesuach leulam. It means the bayis that's opened up into the ulam. That's what the posik means. But not the ulam itself. Hey, sabayis ha'psuach li'ulam. So Rashi, habayis hapsuach lulam vu hechel. His the pasuk just means the hechel. The hechel is called the pesach. So it's very good. That's the rabbanan shita. Like it says in the Torah, v'shochat to pesach oyem moed. Only the entrance to the oyem moed to the hechel, that's called the pesach. But the opening to the ulam, we don't have any pasuk that calls it a pesach. And here in this pasuk that says al pesach ulam habayis, the rabbanan say it means the opening to the room before the ulam, means the opening to the hechel, that's called the pesach. And the hechel we know was only 10 amos wide and 20 amos high, so anything more than that is not called the pesach. Now exactly where this pasuk is, Tosfos says, "Yesiv al pesach ulam habayis," but Tosfos zeh pasuk eino b'shumokim. There's no pasuk in Ach that says that has this pasuk. The Re says though the Metzina the Chsiv says in the pasuk in Yecheskel Ulam Habayis one pasuk over Kura Achrinin and another parsha Chsiv Pesach Habayis Mele Vehevi Kilu Nichtav Behedya Bechad Kura Pesach Ulam Habayis. That's pshat according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okama Rabbonim Iksiv Pesach Ulam Kedagamer Pirish Lohoya Kosev Shumakam Ulam Habayis. So the way Tosfos learns is pashut. It never says it in one place Ulam Habayis. So the kids said, this is the Machlokes, at least the way Rav learns, this is the way Rav learns the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin in our Mishnah, that the Rabbonin learn out the Shir of a Pesach from the Heichel, which was 20 high and 10 wide, and Rabbi Yehuda learns out the Shir Pesach from the Ulam, which was 40 Yamas high and 20 Yamas wide. We'll soon see this is the way Rav learns. The Gemara later on Daf Gimel will say another Hezber, other Pshatim, what the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonim is. So the Gemara now. For the Gemara Kasha now, for Haki Ksiv Hai B'Mishkan Ksiv. The Chud is a Kasha according to Rav, Zai according to Rabbi Yehuda, Zai according to Rabbonin. How could they learn out the Shita from the Pasuk? V'Shochatu Pesach Oyem Moed, that the Torah called the Pesach to the Heichel. Hashem Pesach. This Pasuk is talking about the Mishkan. V'Shochatu Pesach Oyem Moed is talking about the Mishkan. Not about the Beis HaMikdash. It's talking about the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, we know how high was the Mishkan. The whole Mishkan, the Kroshim, were only 10 amas high. So Bezoi, the Pesach to the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Mishkan was also only 10 amas high. So Bechlau, how do we know a Pesach goes even 20 amas high, like by the Heichel? This Pesach is only talking about the Pesach to the Mishkan. And the Pesach to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Heichel, and the Mishkan was only 10 amas high, not 20 amas high. So Drashi Vaki Ksiv Pesach Hoye Moid B'Mishkan Shehoye B'Midbar Ksiv V'Yisham Lohoye Ulam. There was no Ulam there. O Pesach Heichel Yud Amos U'Digvoya. And the opening to the Heichel to the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Mishkan was only 10 Amos high. Shakroshim Lohoye Ela Asor Amos Goyven. The Kroshim were only 10 Amos high. So that's all the whole height of the Heichel was. So how does the Rabbonim know that 20 Yamas is still called a Pesach? And for the Gemara, Ashkechon Mishkan the Ikre Migdash. We find that the Mishkan is also called Migdash. Okay, so we have certain halachas about the Migdash, about the base of Migdash. Those halachas apply to the Mishkan also, because Mishkan is also called Migdash. But what's Nagei to us is, O Migdash the Ikre Mishkan. We also know that the Beis HaMikdash is also included in the Mishkan. When the Pasuk says Mishkan, Huadin it means the Beis HaMikdash also. So Mel is good us. Even though the Pasuk says Pesach Oyem Moed is talking about the Mishkan, this Pasuk also goes on the Beis HaMikdash. So Pesach Oyem Moed is as if it's saying the opening to the Heichel in the Beis HaMikdash. And there it was 20 Yamas high. That's how we know that a Pesach is even 20 Yamas high. Now first of all we bring a Raya, that we learn out one from the other, because if you're not going to say like this, that when the Pasuk says Mishkan, it means the Beis HaMikdash also, that's what Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said halacha, that Shlomim Sheshochaton Koidim Sichas Dalsas Eichol, if the Koyin was Makri of the Korban Shlomim in the morning, before the Leviim opened up the Delis, the Dalsas of the Eichol is Psulim. That Korban Shlomim is possible. If you bring a Korban Shlomim in the morning, before they opened up the losses of the Heichel, it's possible. How do we know this? Shinema, the Pasuk says, V'shochatu Pesach Oyomoyed. When can you bring the Korban Shlomim? By the Pesach of the Oyomoyed. Now we dashin bizman shepsuchin. Dafka when the delosois are opened. For loy bizman shein ulam. And not when the doors are still closed. If the doors are still closed, the korban is possible. Now the kasher is voki ksev ahei b'mishkan ksev. This pasuk of b'shochatu pesachoy moed is talking about the mishkan. So by the mishkan, we'll know it's possible. How does Rabbi Yudah Mashmul know to say that even in the Beis Hamikdash, if you bring your shlomim before they open the doors of the heichal, it'll be possible? The pasuk is talking about the mishkan, not about the Beis Hamikdash. So how does he not learn us from this pasuk aloch what's nogeh to the Beis Hamikdash? Elo the pshat is Ashkechon Mikdash the Ikre Mishkan. We know that the Beis Hamikdash is also called Mishkan. So Melo, when the pasuk says halacha of the Mishkan, who adin it applies to the Beis Hamikdash? Or Mishkan the Ikre Mikdash, and who adin? The Mishkan is also called Mikdash. So if we have halacha that applies to the Beis Hamikdash, who adin it would apply to the Mishkan? So that's one.